and examines what Krishna does, Jagannath Dev does. Then Rath becomes stand, fully stand. Left and left pilgrims are pulling. Even so many elephants, mad elephants were pulling. But not an inch, even Rath was, chariot was moving. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again in front of Rath and began to sing this very song. Sei to Parannath Pai Jahar Lagi Madane Dhane Jhuri Jain. I am being so much, what is the meaning of this? Parannath Pai Nu?
Now the pain polluted my heart. In whose absence I have withered away because I was being burnt by the fire of Cupid.
And saying this, weeping bitterly, sometimes rolling down, sometimes very quickly, for dancing. Tears from his eyes used to come like rain water. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do this and advancing or a chariot without any help of any person or anything, itself it began to proceed. And then all used to call, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Yeah. Jagannath Dev ki, Subhadra Devi ki, Baladev Prabhu ki. Here, gopis had nothing to do with Baldev and only they wanted to touch Krishna. But they are also coming. Here the mood is that Krishna has left us and went to Mathura, and from Mathura he has gone to Dwarka. All gopis, all the living beings of Vrindavan were feeling so much separation, fire, and they were going to burn in there. Now they are partly happy that Krishna is coming with us. Why partly? There are three kinds of Radhika. What?
Kama, Bama, Vishvanandini.
Angreji mein bol. Who is Vishvanandini? You should try to note all these things. Anyone cannot explain anything about this. I know. Anyone cannot. Bola tumi, bola jata.
Actually, Krishna has three manifestations. Vrajanandan, Mathura and Dwarka. Similarly, Srimati Radhika has also three manifestations. Just like for Krishna, Vrajanandan is original root of all manifestation. So Vishvanandini and Sangyogini and Vyogini. Yes, Sangyogini, Sangyogini means who she went to Kurukshetra for meeting Krishna.
Vishvanandini never gives up left Vrindavan like Krishna, Vrajanandan. Never. So Vishvanandini is that always being in
Vrindavan.
And then Sanjogini. What Sanjogini? Bola.
Sanjogini means Tama?
Yes. Sanjogini means Tama. Who went to Kurukshetra due to solar eclipse meeting with Krishna with all Vrajavasi.
And bringing Krishna in chariot.
Putting Krishna in chariot.
She is Sanjogini. And who is?
Vyogini.
Who is Vyogini?
Who
who is feeling separation mode, being in Vrindavan in Prakat. But Vishvanandani never
feels separation.
Separation so much.
Natal
Krishna
living in Vrindavan.
Krishna, because Krishna is there in Vrindavan always, so there is always meeting. But here Vyogini, who is waiting always,
who is lamenting for Krishna, like after Krishna leaving Mathura, Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka, for Krishna separation, he is waiting always and lamenting in Uddhavgyari, in proper prakash, she is Vyogini. And Vishwanandani, she never leaves Vrindavan. In Aptagat prakash, she is always meeting with Krishna. So, origin is Vishwanandani and her two manifestations, Samyogini and Vyogini. Like Jastanandan and Parinandan, they never leave Vrindavan, Vrindavanam, Parittajya, Pavanekam, Nagachati. Similarly, Vishwanandani, Vrindavanam, Parittajya, Pavanekam, Nagachati.
Same thing. So the purpose and essence of this Ras Jatra festival is that gopis has gone to Kurukshetra and they are bringing Krishna on the chariot, always telling like this. We are taking Krishna, pulling Krishna on chariot to Vrindavan. But what became the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Krishna is coming from Sundarachal to Neelachal temple? Sundarachal is Vrindavan and this is Dwarka or Kurukshetra. When Krishna is coming from Sundarachal means Vrindavan, then what becomes the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Same. Not like that Krishna is again from Mathura, Vrindavan, he is coming to Mathura or Dwarka. Never, never. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy, even as he was happy in taking Krishna from there, from this temple to there. Always thinking that we are taking Krishna from Dwarka or Kurukshetra to
Vrindavan.
So, this is the mood. What are the prominent teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami here, because he met him here. He left world. So what are the teaching? Can you explain? What is the time now? 8?
So when Ranjan Goswami finally came to Jagannath Puri, running away from his parents who were keeping close watch of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put him under the care of Guru Ramadas Goswami. And I cannot remember the Bengali, but the prominent teaching that he told him was that he should not wear very Grami Kata na Khoibe, Grami Kata na Khaibe.
Bhalo na Khaibe, Bhalo na Paribe. Gramya katha na sunibe na bolibe.
That he should gramya katha na kaibe. That he should not speak. He should not
speak. What? Worldly.
Speak gramya katha.
Gramya katha means?
Gramya katha means village talk, just nonsense talk. Nonsense talk.
Nonsense, not it meaning nonsense that.
Village talk is literal translation.
Only worldly things.
Should not speak about worldly things.
Whether it is good or bad. Worldly things. Which has no connection with Krishna and Krishna bhakti. Bhakti. These are Gramya Katha.
And Gramya Katha said that he should not hear also such worldly talk. What is the difference between Gramya Katha and Gramya Katha?
You should not tell this and you should not hear this. Only thing, one thing.
And that he should not.
Bhalo khaibe na, bhalo paribe na.
He should not eat very opulent food stuff, and he should not dress with very fancy clothes. He also told him that he should.
Can you
that
tell?
That he should give respect to all, and that 24 hours a day he should worship Radha Krishna within his mind.
Can you tell something? Anyone? You?
Going back to explain that you should not hear or speak Gramya Katha, mundane topics, or eat luxurious food or dress in royal dress. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amani Namanade Hana Sara Krishna Namalabe, Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karibe. That one should offer respect to everyone and not expect respect for oneself, and constantly chant Krishna's name. And while chanting Krishna's name, one should render service in the mind to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
Nitya siddha de kari abhaman ratri dine kare braje Radha Krishnesha. Taking from Gurudev, his actual sarupagat siddha de, each jeev, each soul has its own nitya siddha deha, its own sarupagat bhav, natural, swabhavik,
constitutional
form. It may be any person or woman of Vrindavan, anything of Vrindavan. It may be a parrot or cuckoo-birds or anything, persons, gopi, go, anything. Especially those who are coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who are attracted, their this constitutional form must be like gopis. After sadhan, pen or material desires will go away and all offenses and everything go away. Then, by the mercy of Guru, the shape sometimes comes like a dream or like anything in that devotee. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that by that siddha day, 24 hours divided into 8 parts, they should try to serve Radha and Krishna like Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami are all Goswami. They have also two bodies. In outer shape, Rupa Goswami, and inner siddha day, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari and all. If anyone has greed, they can do it by the help of their guru. But if they have not received this, realized this, they should try to hear all these things. If they have something great, if they have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By hearing, but there are five things. Like bhavmayi sadhan, bhav sambandhi sadhan, bhavanukul sadhan, bhav abiruddha sadhan, and bhavanukul sadhan, and bhav pratikul sadhan. Bhav pratikul sadhan should be given up, and others should be adopted. What is bhav mayi sadhan? Like gopis, gop, as Rup Goswami always used to think that I am Rup Manjari. What mood will be? Four kinds of mood: dasya, sakha, vasalya, and madhu. These moods are called bhav mayi. We'll have to adopt any of these. Bhav sambandhi, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, especially three. Like gopis, what gopis are serving to Krishna? In what way? In this kirtan. This kirtan will help you. These are upadan karan, upadan cause of bhav mayi bhakti. If you are doing kirtan, like first kirtan, Radha Krishna Pan Mor Jugal Kishor Jivanay Marane Gati आर नहीं, this is भाव संबंधी कीर्तन, like कबे गौड़ बने सूरत ध्वनि टटे, this is भाव संबंधी, like कीर्तन, जसोमति नंदन ब्रजवर नागर गोकुल रंजन कान गोपी परन धन मदन मनोहर कालिय दमन विधान. इन दिस कीर्तन कदंब कानन रास परायन बिंदा विपीन विवासी है आनंद वर्धन प्रेम निकेतन फुलसर जो जक का. दिस आर ऑल भाव संबंधी. वन डे दे विल कम इनटू टास भाव मई. वार राधि भावानुकूल साधन एकादशी जन्माष्टमी ऑल दिस टू ऑब्जर्व ऑल दिस थिंग्स टू आदर करना, रिस्पेक्ट तुलसी काउज एंड अदर थिंग. दिस आर भाव अभिरुद्ध, भाव भावानुकूल, भावानुकूल संबंधी, भावानुकूल अनुकूल एकादशी एंड भाव अभिरुद्ध. To take tilak, Radha Nam, Krishna Nam, printing here. These are bhav abhirudha. To hear Purans, no harm, no gain, this is so much. But something good. And bhav abhirudha, dvarka dhyan, Dhyan means to meditate Rukmini, Shatabhama and pastimes of Dwarka. it is strictly prohibited. So, Sarva, Lakshmi, Narayan, Ram, even Ram, Hanuman, all don't serve all others. Even time to time you can pay respect to Nrisimhadeva, but not always. Because it is connected to opulence. So it will also harm. So we should not practice all these things. But try to keep it, all these things, secret in your heart. Don't disclose to others because they will laugh, because they don't know anything. And they may do any offense. No? So that's dream. He told to Raghunath Das. Here also, from here he went to Godavari. What she told, very good things she told. And what was the dialogue between them? We should try to know all these things. Why he jumped in the sea? Why he used to jump in sea? Why? Why, oh, Vichitri, why he used to jump in sea more loudly? So what? Why jumping in Yamuna? He should take ashram of Yamuna, he can bathe in Yamuna. Why jumping? Can you? Why jumping?
Jumping.
Huh?
Jumping.
What? Why? Because he used to see here
flute dhwani.
Kya?
Sound of flute.
Oh, Krishna is playing with all gopis, so I should jump at once.
Should join.
Why he used to go to
Jagannath Tota, Garden,
very far away from there. Why in the night? Why? Sometimes he used to hear the sounds of flute and Krishna is calling. And he at once, how he went there, anyone cannot guess. All the doors, 3-4 doors were closed. When he came in senses, he told, why you wake me? I was playing there with Krishna, with all gopis, and you forcibly take to me. And he began to cry and weep. So this is the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. This place also used to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to walk. He used to come to see Gadadhar Pandit. Once Sanatana Goswami also came from Haridas Thakur Bhajan Kuti. And there was Swamiji Saman.
Blister.
In his feet. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why this? He told, I am coming from the seaside and the sands were so hot. Why you could not come here in this roadside? Because if I am going, then all way will be impure. Because I am Shudra, I am Muhammad. So for this year, I came from outside of the town. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. So many. Puri Maharaj, you know Puri?
Puri.
Puri. Coop is there. Well, Tota Jagannath. So many things. Brahmananda Bharati, you know, when he came with tiger skin, wearing, Mahaprabhu told that, who is he? Anyone told that he is Brahmananda Bharati? He is.
Never.
He cannot wear tiger skin. Then he heard and at once changed his clothes, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell on his head. Thus he used to teach his all the sacrifice. This is the place. Gaur Prema Mamantra. Today you are all lucky? You are always lucky, not today. Because you are taking Mahaprasadam here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent by Baninath. Baninath has took Mahaprasadam here. Do you know who is Baninath? Huh? But who is playing the part of Baninath? Lalit Mohan. He is Baninath and he is singing Prasad. You should do Kirtan, Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Raj Jagannath Baldev Subhadra deities. So Jai Jagannatha Jai Jagannatha. Of the qualities of Lalit Mohan Prabhu. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Some of the good qualities that you know.
Well, good fortune to know our dear brother Nirvana for 32 years now, and
be straight, not doing so, yeah. That kind. Be straight.
So for 32 years I've known our dear brother Nirvana, and I can say that he is.
Only good qualities.
You know, it's been a great source of inspiration to all the devotees, everyone. Actually, really, whose stories are well known to all of the devotees.
Mention some qualities that you.
He's so wicked.
No, good qualities that you know, that you have realized.
I remember one time we were in.
He's very generous.
No, you should not help. You should.
One time we were in Nimrod, and we were in Gurudev's room, and Gurudev was asking for
has he left home and everything for me?
Yes.
Has he left or not?
Yes. I think that is coming very shortly. It is soon to come into the foreground. Mm. On the plane in Burma, on the tarmac, Gurudev said he would give saffron cloth. I asked, would Lalit Mahaprabhu be in saffron cloth by Gorpani? Gurudev said before Gorpani.
And another quality? Another good quality?
Yes, there's one good story. Are you a bad story
for you?
There is one very good story.
No, no story. I want quality.
To illustrate the quality that you were asking Prabhu to recite Das Mula of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he was going 1, 2, and then 5, and then 6, and Vrajanath was prompting, and Gurudev was saying, no, you must do, and he would just, with no shame, he would just skip different ones in front of his own Gurudev. He would skip and jump and Gurudev would say, no, properly, he said. And then Gurudev said, you have no shame. You have no shame. This is a very good quality for Bhakti.
Do you know that he always messages me?
Always. Very, like a dear son. Caring for Gurudev.
Is it a very simple quality?
Yes.
To serve Gurudev?
Yes. To be free to, and to do so with no offense. With all devotees, no offense, to be very simple and with no critical mentality.
You know that he always makes me so happy, yeah. By laughing, you know? This very good quality. What? You should do. What?
every day, whenever Gurudev is here, whenever many times Prabhu comes into the association of Gurudev, a big smile will come on Gurudev's face and saying, from where have you come? Why have you come to me? And whatever, if Gurudev is angry, Lali Maya will just joke. And make big jokes of everything, and then Gurudev will laugh so much, and he will break Gurudev's mood of some pleasure.
You know, anything more? You should tell how he can play the role of
monkey.
No. Ashtabhakra and good parts in all dramas. How?
Once Noam was on the American tour, in East Bracket, everyone was doing plays, and Gurudev wanted so many plays, and East Bracket devotees put so many on. But single-handedly, the lead Mohan did one very special play of Ashtavakra, where he covered himself in mud from head to toe and took one stick and recited this
and in
eight parts. Very easily, Lalit Mohan managed to put his body into eight parts, and with a very expert crooked voice, he would recite his pastime. And Gurudev was so much happy to see the endeavor that Lalit Mohan Prabhu was giving.
What should you do? Do pranam? So you should do pranam to him?
Yes.
Hari Bol. Oh, can you say something, some qualities of Jagmohan Prabhu?
Well, generally, Gurudev was saying that two monkeys would have to start with the Goswami, would have two disciples that were fighting, stand up and speak one of the other wonderful qualities. But
why?
I don't know if they like it. It was like he was attracted to, I don't know, attracted to talking to me or whatever. So he came up and he said, hi, how are you doing? And we were talking, and he was trying to recite one of his poems for me that he had written in England. So I listened to the poem, and at the beginning I just kind of tuned him out because there are so many people there. But later on I started thinking of the poem, that it was very well written, that it was well composed. So Jagmohan Prabhu was poetic, very poetic. And later on, when we started traveling with Gurudev, I think it was his first tour to the East when he went to Australia, when we stepped first off of Kuala Lumpur, it was in Australia that Jagmohan Prabhu and I became very, very good friends. And we began to serve the Vaishnava together. We climbed down the morning together.
We also, in very expert masseuse for Gurudev, and I had it in my mind sometime back that Gurudev, he sells special for us, he only, he should have only the best of the best things for us. So I was thinking maybe some good oil, maybe some different kinds of oil, no real expensive. But Jagmohan Prabhu, with going out to Australia and working so hard for Gurudev, he bought hundreds of dollars worth of oil for Gurudev, and he put them all in a nice kit, and now he's traveling with Gurudev anywhere. And when Gurudev is feeling even a little bit ill or something wrong with him, Jagmohan Prabhu will take his book, he'll find out what the healing Gurudev is, he'll see it, he'll take the oil, he'll mix oil for Gurudev, and he'll give them to the two, like right now he's a little ill, so he can't massage, he'll hand it to somebody who's massaging, and then they'll put them on Gurudev.
He smells so nice anyway, so fragrant, without oil, so fragrant.
And so after Jagmohan Prabhu makes these oils, by Gurudev's mercy, Gurudev smells even more fragrant.
because of Jagannath Mahaprabhu's service. And there's many, many other ones involved in
Jagannath.
Yes, I heard when I was in Vrindavan escaping Gurudev, I had heard that there were so many people taking sapphire. And I heard that one of the people was Jagannath Mahaprabhu. So I go and I thought, oh my God. And I thought,
what a wonderful
woman to use that. Yes, it's that wonderful. So I went to Mathura and I thought, has he taken sapphire? I don't know. So I went up to his tent and he was coming out of the tent and he had a white shadow on. I saw him getting out of the tent and so far, so white. And then he came out and Jodi was pink and I thought, oh my God.
One question. Disciples of one guru should quarrel among them or not? They should be always in friendly terms.
Mm.
What they should do?
There's different types. I've seen Naveen Prabhu quarrel with you sometimes. I've seen Naveen Prabhu quarrel lovingly with some of the Vaishnavas. So that's one kind of quarrel of love, a quarrel of rejection. Kajoni Prabhu was sitting in class yesterday and talking about how everybody was during when Srimad Bhakti was there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vijayanath Prabhu, they were all glorifying Brad Leela. But spontaneously, just like Narada Muni, he makes so much trouble for the Vaishnav, so much trouble in funny ways between Kathan and Radha and Krishna. And so many jokes in Kathan. So Srimad Bhakti is spontaneously feeling like Narada Muni began glorifying Bhakti Devi. Saying that, oh, the inhabitants of Brad, they don't really have too much hot, they don't have any hot, but they have some twigs, some little flowers, and things like, you know, just some, yeah, peacock feathers, and things that are very, very common. And so it was seen externally to be his criticizing, but it was only a quarrel of love. He was only increasing the devotee's actual focus and love, and began the argument to fight through with everybody's understanding of how beautiful Vrindavan was.
We can fight. Disciples can fight, like Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu used to fight, quarrel in this, not with anger and what? Gaur Pramanande. You can go and take your sis and take Mahaprasadam with all devotees.